Hello, my name is Walt Farish. I am 18 years old. Today is Sunday, the 11th on November 2018, and I'm speaking with my mother, Nikki Miles, and we are recording in Sophia, West Virginia. So, why did you agree to do this interview today?
So I can help you with your school, make sure that you succeed. I want to help you in any way I can.
All right. Well, tell me the story of how you met Deb.
We worked together in the 90s at a whitewater rafting company in Fayetteville. We were both managers, and we probably worked together about 10 years, and things just kind of started from there. We started this relationship and ended up getting married.
Okay. Tell me about the day I was born. How did you feel the first time you saw me?
We were excited. We waited. We didn't want to know the gender. So we decided to wait until you were born. So we were, that made it more exciting for you to come, and I just wanted to see your face. But I knew that you were a boy from the beginning, and our whole family was there to greet you, but it was a very special day.
What was I like as a child?
You were sweet, you were loving, very kind-hearted. You were pretty eager to learn. You were reading by four, and you wanted to know everything. You had this thirst for knowledge. You love the Discovery Channel and nature, facts, but just a good boy. I've never had any problems out of you.
Always remember Steve Irwin.
Yeah, I mean, I never had to discipline you or anything. You were just a good kid.
How has being a parent changed you?
That changed my thinking because I put you first and everything, and I want the best for you. And I try to better myself, in ways that I can give you a better life or set an example for you. Yeah, that's it.
All right. If you could do it over again, how would you raise me differently?
Want to emphasize a little more on sports. Just so you can be a part of a team and you can learn how to do that team building and how to get along with others and just learn that you have to have that responsibility and discipline to other things and have a little more physical activity in your life.
All right. What are your wishes for me?
I want you to be healthy and a good person. I want you to be kind, successful, learn to set goals for yourself and reach those goals and have some, self-discipline.
Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up in northern Indiana. And my mother was a sales executive, and my father worked for the labor union. He was a labor representative. They were both hardworking. I had one sibling, an older brother. I did average in school. I liked school. Played sports, worked for family business. I think I had a pretty good childhood. My parents both provided pretty well. I don't think we went without anything. But I think it was pretty good.
So, did you have a nickname?
My dad calls me Nick, and only because when my mother was pregnant, I was supposed to be a boy, and I was supposed to be Nicholas. So, ever he's the only one that calls me Nick.
So, what was your relationship like with your parents?
average parents. They both worked, and they spent as much time with, me and my brother as they could. They did get divorced when I was at an early age. So me and my mother, we had a very good mother-daughter relationship. My father, that relationship got better as I grew. So me and him were more like buddies and friends. Me and my mother are still close to this day, but that's, probably mother-daughter thing. But, my mother always supported me in everything that I did and always gives the best advice, and she's there when I need her.
What was the worst thing you did as a kid?
If I think back, I never gave my mother any problems. We were never got arrested, never did anything like that. But I bullied a girl in elementary school only because I was following what others were doing. And it ended up being really mean and cruel, and this girl, she just really didn't understand why we were doing it to her. And, it bothers me now that I have you, because bullying is such, a big issue today, that I wouldn't want it to be you, and I wouldn't want you treating somebody else that way.
Yeah. So what did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
When I was younger, elementary, middle school age, I played softball, and I rode my bike to the local pool. My parents worked throughout the day, so in summertime we were latchkey kids, so we just kind of came and went and did what we wanted to do. We'd have to call our parents and tell them where we were, where we were at, but we had free range of the neighborhood, and it was safe to do that. So we would be we'd go to the park, or we'd go to the pool, ride our bikes a lot. And as I got older, I worked for our family business. My father ended up opening up a pizza restaurant, so I worked there every day, every summer throughout high school.
Well, what other jobs did you have when you were a teenager? And what did you do with the money you earned?
That's the only job I had, was working for my family. That money went to put gas in my car or pay on the car insurance. My mother had bought me a car when I turned 16, so that was kind of the deal. She purchased the car. She sold real estate and promised me that once she made her first sale and her commission, she would buy me a car. She bought the car, and I had to work and pay the rest. So I put gas in my car and paid my insurance and whatever spending, you're going to the movies, the mall, hanging out with friends, things like that.
Yeah. So our first year seminar class is focused on critical thinking. What is an example of critical thinking in your life?
One of my big decisions I had to really weigh my options and analyze was my mother moved back to West Virginia. This is her home, and this is where she's from. And I graduated high school, but I ended up staying in northern Indiana, and I lived with my father and my brother, and I wanted to move here to be with my mother. So I had to really think that through on leaving the only home I've known, what family I had there, all my childhood friends, and moving here to be with my mother and just, starting all over, or starting new. I did move here and went to college and did different things that I wouldn't have been able to do if I stayed there. So those are some decisions, you know, the things that I had to, you know, consider before I made that decision.
And finally, is there anything you'd like to add that I haven't asked?
I don't think so.
Right.
I don't think so at this time.
All right. Well, that concludes our interview. Thank you.